Hello, Radio St. Pete fans of music. I have with me someone you know well that's been in studio with us, the Clearwater Jazz Holiday Man of the Hour. Steve, welcome. So good to have you here.
Hey, Nanette.
Tell us a little bit about the events that are coming up, and also at the end we'll talk about the big upcoming Clearwater Jazz Holiday.
Wonderful. We've got so much amazing music lined up for this summer. It all kicks off May 17th in Largo Central Park. We are doing our first ever Young Lions Jazz Festival, which starts around 1 p.m. There are three participating high school jazz band programs, Seminole, Gibbs, and Eastlake High School, and that will be followed by a Young Lions Festival Jam and our Clearwater Jazz Holiday Outreach Band of local professional musicians that work with us are doing a 75-minute set, a headline at the end of the day. So there's music from 1 till 8 p.m. It's outdoors in Largo Central Park. We've got some large tent structures, and there's a bunch of trees for people to bring blankets and lawn chairs, food trucks, and it's all free for the community. And then we have some other events. Would you like to hear about those this summer?
Oh, yes, and I wanted to let you know that we will be interviewing Alejandro Arenas from Music Scene next week. So, you know, folks, last year we did this, Steve, and we're going to do it again. We're going to do preview interviews with some of the great artists. So let's move on to CJH Presents Expanding the Experience, an evening of jazz and soul.
Awesome. I'm so excited about this summer. Every event's got a little bit different feel and vibe to it. The first one is on Thursday, May 22nd, which is next week on Thursday, an evening of jazz and soul. And it features some incredible local professional jazz musicians, Jeremy Carter on saxophone, Alejandro Arenas on bass, Patrick Bettison on keys, and Mark Feynman on drums. And its lead vocalist, Allison Nash, is just such a powerhouse. She's going to be awesome. And there is an opening set that evening by Maddox Struckoff, which is one of our scholarship winners from Seminole High School this year. And he's put together a group that features some other of the young jazz students we support. So that's May. And then
June. Let's just talk about Aspirations Winery, too, which is at 222041 U.S. Highway 19 North, Clearwater, Florida, and that's May 22. Do we need to make reservations in advance, Steve?
No, you don't. Tickets can be purchased through our CJH Presents page online at clearwaterjazz.com, and the music that night goes from 6 till 9.
That is great. And folks, we'll have that link up on the podcast on RadioSt.Pete.com. So let's move to one that I can't even believe it, an evening in New Orleans with the Joe Marcinek Band and special guests. Tell us all about this.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're doing this event at the Floridian Social in St. Petersburg, 5:30 to 9:30 on Wednesday, June 18th. And Joe Marcinek is just, he's a great friend of the Jazz Holiday family, and he's coming into town. Whenever Joe Marcinek puts a band together, it's never the same. He always pulls on musicians that he either brings in or from the surrounding areas. And so we have John Papa Groh from New Orleans coming in on keys and vocals. We have a horn section from Gainesville that evening, and some local rhythm on that as well. It's all going to be a tribute to New Orleans. And there's a great local band, the Family Funk, who's going to be doing a New Orleans tribute that night. It's just going to be a great evening of some hard-hitting funk and New Orleans vibe. And people can also buy tickets to that one at clearwaterjazz.com on our CJH Presents page.
So we just love the Bourbon Street. We'll be headed to the Berg, folks, and Radio St. Pete will be at all of these. So then winding up, expanding the experience, which I just love that whole idea, is Saturday, July 19th, 5:30 to 9:30, at a favorite venue of mine. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, you know, it's become such a great tradition of ours. It's a free event. It's called the Ultimate Summer Jazz Jam, and it features so many of the just the best instrumentalists and vocalists in Tampa Bay. Every year we mix it up with different participating musicians, and it's at the Central Park Performing Arts Center. It's 5:30 to 9:30. We're taking over the whole facility. So in the main theater, we have all these amazing musicians: Fred Johnson, Belinda Womack, John Lamb, Pete Carney, Trace Zacher, James Suggs, Robert Carmichael, David Manson, James Wall, Simon Lasky, Mark Feynman, Joe Porter, Peter Mungaya, all just putting together this awesome jam. And then in the adjoining Parkview room, we will have a Young Lions Jubilee featuring a lot of the young musicians we support, together with a lot of fundraising activities for Clearwater Jazz Holiday Foundation. This event is always so special, not only because it's free and open to the community, but it's also a time where we're celebrating the big lineup for the festival in October and recruiting volunteers and raising money for all the programs that these events support in the community.
So before we talk about that, and I want to talk about the foundation itself and the education aspect of this, what can you tell us about the Clearwater Jazz Holiday 46? We so missed you last year, October 16th through 19th. We are blowing hard. Keep those hurricanes away this year, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's 2025. It's the big rebound. And, you know, we have to keep the tradition going. 46 years, October 16th through the 19th. We're back to our roots in Coachman Park on the large green on the waterfront. We'll have the big stage, but we're also going to have these incredible, smaller, more intimate side stages this year where people can roam around the park and enjoy all this great music during sort of like a happy hour pre-party before the headliners hit the main stage. And we're getting really close to dropping the lineup. So for those folks that aren't already following us, please visit clearwaterjazz.com and scroll down to subscribe to our email list or follow us on Facebook and Instagram, because you won't miss out when we drop the lineup very soon.
So I want to give people a little bit of background on, of course, follow them on Facebook as well, because there's lots of things going on. You know, the CJH outreach and the foundation inspires and changes lives through music. And you are so involved all over town. Tell us a little bit, Steve, about the CJH Young Lions program. And folks, I'm going to put the link to that up on my story so that you can see all of the different schools that these programs have been held at. Go ahead, Steve, fill us in.
Thank you so much. Yeah, you know, it's all about our belief in the transformative power of live music and music education. And when people attend our events and the festival, they're supporting these activities that are occurring throughout the entire year. And there are music appreciation programs, there are instructional programs, performance programs, and a lot of special funding for jazz students and jazz programs. The Young Lions program that you mentioned is a program where we connect local professional musicians and educators with high school band directors and their students to elevate their skills and help them achieve their goals, covering everything from preparation to upcoming recitals and competitions to improving improvisational skills and having a deeper understanding and connection with the music they're playing. And the other programs are usually geared towards inspiring the next generation of music lovers, trying to plant these seeds so when these young students get into middle school, they will have a better appreciation for music and jazz history, and want to pick up an instrument. And those programs are our History of Jazz program and our My Journey with Jazz program. Both of those programs largely impact the school system and neighborhood family centers in our community and also other organizations.
You know, you have been president for how long now, Steve?
So I've been on the participating in the organization for well over 20 years. I started on the board of directors, and then about 10 years ago was hired as the organization's CEO. And I've been having the time of my life with this wonderful adventure of keeping this tradition going for our community.
Steve, I know we won't, let's not look back, let's look forward. I know there are a lot of challenges, you know, last year, but you really seem to have a really incredible handle on getting more people to re-engage. How much planning and thought went into this by your team?
Oh my goodness! You know, it's never ending. When 1 year stops, the next year starts, and the events and outreach are year round. So it takes a village, and you know, we have 45 years of building a community of support around the things we do, and that means internally with our staff and our board of directors and our large operational committee that helps oversee all the volunteers called the Jazz Force, to all of the sponsors, the High Note Society members, Second Line Legacy Society members, outreach partners like you, Nanette, and others who believe in the work that we're doing, what the festival means to the community, both economically and culturally, but then also what it supports during the year. So when you have a team and a community like that with a purpose and a mission and the resilience to sort of navigate all these challenges, you just, you know, it's a recipe for growth and sustainability. And so that's the name of the game. We feel a strong mission to keep all of this going, and we can't thank the community enough for believing in the work we're doing.
Well, that is wonderful, folks. There's a couple more things that will be coming up. We'll have Steve in studio to talk more about this. August 22nd, CJH will be at the Palladium Theater in St. Pete. The 18th, back at Evie's Terrace. Then, of course, the CJH Festival. And then winding up in for 2025, December 6th, Station Square Park in downtown Clearwater. Steve, we want to thank you so much for being here today. Tell people again how they can find out more about Clearwater Jazz Holiday and all of the events.
Nanette, thank you so much for being a wonderful ambassador for arts and culture in Tampa Bay.
Thank you so much, folks, for Music Scene. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. Clearwater Jazz Holiday is winding up 2025. See you soon, Steve. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.